Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge, a.k.a. the Fred Dreyer Show. I am Mike Gary, sitting in for the old growler, Mike Horn, out on assignments. And I am joined, as always, by the Sultan of Safeties, the acting legend and all-around great guy, Mr. Fred Dreyer. Fred, how are you?
Well, Michael, thanks very much for taking over from Mike. And we're really
appreciative of you sitting in. And we always have fun with you. We have a lot to talk about today, certainly in baseball and football and everything else. So let's get to it.
We sure do. We got what a show. We got so much to discuss. Of course, we're going to talk about the pending $700 million deal.
Seven. Beautiful.
Seven big ones Shohei Ohtani got. And interestingly enough, that's he's only going to make $2 million a year for the next 10 years and then about $68 million for the max nine after that.
So, well, you know, it's great when you're in that seat and you get to exercise. I think it was you this afternoon that said that. And there's so much deferred money. It's Ohtani is almost like a general manager.
Very much so. I mean, how much sway is he going to have not only in that locker room, but also upstairs? Because he's taking $2 million a year because, of course, he can make about $45 million in endorsements. But he is leaving the Dodgers a window to pick up many new free agents to complete that roster, not only the lineup, but the pitching staff as well.
And just a little nod of his head toward a specific player who's a free agent or somebody they may want to trade for. Listen, that's the wisdom of the Dodger management.
And not only the nod to keep a free agent, but perhaps if you're in an 0-24 slump, I mean, is Ohtani going to look at you and give the old wink and the nod and you're out of there and the next trip down to AAA?
Yeah, it works both ways.
It sure does. It sure does. But we got a lot to talk about, too, and there's some news about Bill Belichick.
Yes.
Interesting enough. But we have a great guest coming up. We have David Vasse. He's a sportscaster, Dodger reporter, host of Dodger Talk on AM 570 LA Sports and the MLB Network. He's a great guy, too. And we got a lot to talk about. Make sure to check us out on social media. Follow Fred on Twitter at Fred_Dreyer. You can follow us on Facebook, The Real Fred Dreyer. And also you can email Fred at FredDreyer@CRNTalk.
I'm all over the place, Mike.
You are everywhere, sir. Everywhere indeed. Stick around, you guys. We're in the Sports Lounge, The Fred Dreyer Show. We'll be right back right after the break with David Vasse. Stay with us.
Fred Dreyer here, the heartburn hunter. You know, when you're young, your immune system is strong. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, and fast food makes your body acidic. But now there's Balance 7. In just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. 3 1-ounce drinks a day is all you're going to need. Are you tired of just being sick and tired? Balance 7 is the answer. You'll notice less joint discomfort, more energy, and heartburn is no longer a problem. You'll feel younger and healthier with more mental clarity. I know because I use it every day. Right now, try Balance 7 and get 15% off your order. A free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose, folks. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. That's 800-793-9039 or visit balance7.com, code word Fred. Call 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Are you tired of feeling sluggish and run down? It's time to revitalize your body and mind with Get the Tea from GetTheTea.com. I'm Jim Watkins, and I speak for Get the Tea, and they offer a wide range of herbal teas that are carefully crafted to support your overall well-being. And if you're looking for a natural way to cleanse and detoxify your body, try the best-selling Life Change Tea. With its unique blends of herbs, it helps promote healthy digestion and aids in gentle detoxification. Need energy without relying on caffeine? GetTheTea.com has just what you need. Their energy tea blend is specially formulated with invigorating herbs like ginseng root and eleuthero root, giving you sustained energy throughout the day. You can trust that each sip is filled with goodness. GetTheTea.com offers 100% satisfaction guarantee. And don't forget to mention, when you're checking out, receive 10% off by using the user code CRN. GetTheTea.com.
And we are back. Fred Dreyer Show. I am Mike Gary, or as known in the Facebook chat room as New Mike. So I'm happy to be here. Appreciate that. Mike Horn out on assignments. And I'm just so honored to be joined once again by the Sultan of Safeties, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Great to be here with you, Mike.
The pleasure is all mine. And speaking of pleasure, we have a great guest, David Vasse. You might know him from LA Sports Net, LA MLB Network, and multiple other outlets out there. He is a crack Dodgers reporter, and I met him before. He's a fantastic gentleman. David, thank you so much. Welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, my pleasure to be on with you guys. Uncle Fred was at my wedding. I would be anywhere for him, except the studio today.
Thanks, Dave. I know that. Yeah, I know you mean that from the depths of your souls.
And David,
I definitely do.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Are you at the ballpark today?
I was at the ballpark earlier today, and now I'm at the mothership of AM570 LA Sports, getting ready for Dodger Talk.
And you guys got a lot to talk about. So what are your thoughts, David? Let's hear it. Let's talk about the $700 million elephant in the room, this new contract. Does this make the Dodgers not only the perennial fan favorite to win the World Series, but also sell the most tickets in the league this year?
Well, already the fan base was one of the best as far as traveling to other cities. I can only imagine it's going to be the greatest number of fans that follow Ohtani. Already with the Angels, their ticket sales, whether it was Anaheim or any other stadium, was the greatest in baseball over the course of the last 5 or 6 years. So that's why during the season, I was told by a couple of different Major League Baseball executives, no matter what the number is that you see Ohtani signed for, it will pay for itself and then some. And now we find out how much is deferred. He's only going to make $2 million annually while he's playing the next 10 years. And in 2034, $68 million annually kicks in. So this allows the Dodgers not only to surround Ohtani with a really good roster for the next 10 years, but also provides them the opportunity while he's on the field to gain a great profit from what he means to the organization.
So he still has enough money to buy a Corvette.
Well, here it is, Uncle Fred. I know you made a lot of money in marketing, and you were a great you were a great entrepreneur off the field, but I've been told by the Angels that Ohtani annually makes somewhere between $40 and $50 million in endorsements. If you go to Tokyo, you'll see his face all over the city. He is a country hero there. And
wow.
Obviously, it translates to his pocketbook. So those that want to have the knee-jerk reaction of saying, oh, we have to change the rules now. We can't allow another player or another team to come up with this type of contract. Don't worry about it. There's no other player in baseball history that has made that much money off the field to be able to only take $2 million in his salary.
Isn't that something? You know, I remember coming up to the Giants in 1969. You know what my base salary was? It was $20,000.
Wow.
And I always figured, how can I work that money and at least get some more money out of it? Yeah, and in those days, it was to say that there was going to be a ball player, football, baseball, basketball, hockey, no matter what, that would be making $700 million in 10 years is just astronomical.
Just to put that in context real fast, though, this is the highest paid contract in all professional sports, of course, $700 million over 10 years. But just to put things in context here, number two on that list is Lionel Messi, who got paid $674 million in 4 years, which works out to about $168 million. And number three on that list was Cristiano Ronaldo. He got paid a contract of $535 million over 2.5 years, which paid him about $215 million a year. What was the thing that struck you the most? The number, the $700 million, or the deferred part?
The deferred part. I think that took everybody by surprise because, you know, you've heard about deferrals, but not to that extent. So I think that you hear players talk about how much winning means to them and money doesn't mean as much. And look, Ohtani put his mouth where the money is, right? Because he proved that winning means more to him and his legacy means more to him moving forward,
right?
By deferring that kind of money. Nobody else, even if they were making this kind of money off the field, I'm not sure anybody else would defer this much. And it's been compared to what Tom Brady did for the Patriots while he was the quarterback, where he deferred a lot of his salary to give them cap relief. In baseball, the cap, there is no real cap, but there is different mechanisms to discourage big markets from spending. But that's what this is the closest comparison to.
Well, hallelujah for the Dodgers being true business entrepreneurs.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that who they are? That's how Mark Walter and Todd Boehly made their
money.
That's
it. That's exactly what they did. They did exactly the same model. They applied it to, you know, pick something. And this is a learning lesson for a lot of young players who are coming up, who are going to probably see some money. You know, you can do this with any amount of money. You know, you could take and say, I want to negotiate my contract. I'm going to make $50 million over the course of 5 years, let's say. And all you have to do is go back to them and just say, I want to defer, you know, 45 of it. I want you, the team, to help me make this into $500 million.
Well, Fred, you made an interesting point in the first segment here. And David, I'd like to hear your thoughts on this. Does this make Shohei Ohtani and his people, are they now, and I believe he's represented by CAA, does this make Shohei and his people the de facto GM of the team? How much power is he not only going to wield in the clubhouse, but also wield in the front office?
Yeah, that's a great question, right? Because when you start to go this deep and have this type of partnership with an organization, are the lines blurred? And look, the one thing that I know that I've heard, you know, with Ohtani being with the Angels, he lives and breathes and sleeps baseball. So I don't feel like he's going to get caught up in all that. I really don't. His passion is not marketing or going Hollywood. His passion is to win And I think he's proven that. And also, I think his legacy, leaving his mark on the game, similar to other great Japanese players like Hideo Nomo or Ichiro Suzuki, means a lot to him.
A true unicorn, Dave.
Yes, in a lot of different ways, Fred.
I mean, not only can he, you know, as David and Fred mentioned, can he get you, you know, hopefully past the NLDS, but also can put some butts in some seats, too.
Yeah, I mentioned this to you, I think, earlier, Dave, I think this is such a smart move all the way around that it puts a lot of pressure on the existing Dodger squad. And, you know, if you show up with the Dodgers, this training camp, this spring training, and you don't know really kind of like what to do with your efforts, you just look to Ohtani, and he'll make sure that you understand that he's here to play, and therefore he expects you to be here to play.
Words of advice. I'll live by that, Fred. Thank you.
Thank you.
David, thank you so much. We're going to stick around. Hold on one second, David. We're going to come back to you right after the break because we want to go through some. Now that the Dodgers have all this money to spend, they can spend like a pot on payday. We're going to see what they can do maybe to fill out the roster. We already have Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts. And I say we like I'm on the team. But, I mean, they're going to have a lot of money to spend, not only in free agency but also acquiring in trade. So we're going to go through the lineup and perhaps changes to the pitching staff right after the break. Once again, thank you so much for joining us here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show, and we'll be right back right after the break. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We are back. The Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Mike Gary, sitting in for the old growler. Mike Horn out on assignment. David Vasse is our guest. And gentlemen, wanted to talk about what we can see moving forward. I'm glad I have two experts here and to talk about Dodger baseball moving forward to next season. Because what do we see now that they got all this money to spend, gentlemen? Who do you think that's the great? I'm asked to pose this question to you first, David. Who are some of the free agents out there that your inside sources are telling you that the Dodgers are looking at?
Well, not so much the free agent part of it. There's one guy that a lot of teams in the top end of the market are looking at, and that's the 25-year-old superstar pitcher from Japan, Yamamoto, who has already met with the Yankees and Dodgers this week. The Dodgers certainly want him. There was a report that Ohtani was part of the courting meeting with Yamamoto at Dodger Stadium, along with Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman. So it doesn't get any more serious than that. Yeah, when you have Ohtani in there, I feel like you're really serious about signing a player.
Wow.
So that's part of it. And then also the Dodgers and Rays are in discussions about a possible trade for Tyler Glasnow. The Rays are in discussions with a lot of other teams as well for Glasnow, but it seems like the Dodgers have the young, ready major league pitching that could be a match to get a pitcher like Glasnow.
Well, you know what's interesting is Glasnow is in an interesting seat, isn't he? He can just tell, although he has 1 year left on his contract at, $25 million, he still has a lot of pull by telling people where he wants to go. And now that the Dodgers have told the league, we're building a real beast here, a real baseball team, and we're going to go after the players that we want. If the Dodgers get help from some of these free agent players, they can have no problem building the roster that they want.
Well, let's look at the lineup as it stands right now. This is as it stands right now. If the season started tomorrow, you'd see Mookie Betts, who's moved over to second base, playing leading off. We have if he's not pitching that day, Ohtani. Then we have Freddie Freeman, Will Smith in cleanup, Max Muncy, who I had parenthetically has got the best baseball name I've ever heard, batting fifth, Jason Hayward sixth, Chris Taylor seventh, and Jamie Outman number eight, and Gavin Lux playing shortstop at number nine. Is there any holes in that lineup? It seems pretty strong to me.
Well, I think you want to continue to try to get the bottom third of your order solidified. The Dodgers are going to platoon Hayward in right field, whether that's with Mookie Betts or another right-handed hitter. James Outman had a good rookie season, but he had a disastrous postseason, and he also struck out 180 times last year. So I think the Dodgers want some veteran coverage out there, but for the most part, it feels like it's not wholesale changes they need to make. They just need to supplement what is already a great first five.
Well, also, I think the real benefit for the Dodgers is they do have people on their roster already with a little bit of help and a little bit of nurturing from the hitting coaches.
Playoff experience.
Playoff experience. They have the ability to fix their strikeout percentage, and what's his name? You just said the left fielder. What's the left fielder's name?
Taylor.
The other one. The other left fielder.
The other left fielder. And in the outfield, I'm seeing Jason Hayward, Chris Taylor, and James Outman.
Okay. Now, Outman has a strikeout problem.
Yeah.
Well, he can turn that around because he's a real intelligent player. And with a little bit of luck and a little bit of hard work, which he's clearly willing to do. He can have a real big effect of leading into the leadoff spot.
David, Dave Roberts has gotten some guff these past couple of years. A lot of fans were actually surprised that he maintained his job, and we're friends with Dave Roberts here on this show. His wine Red Stitch is just delicious. Do you think, with now that we have Ohtani on the lineup, do you think that this is do or die this season for Dave Roberts to keep his job as manager?
Oh, yeah, no, without a doubt. And by the way, can we just give Dave Roberts some kudos?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was freaking out last week that he may have blown the Ohtani deal by being honest that, yeah, the Dodgers met with him. It's not a secret they wanted Ohtani. Of course they were going to meet with him. So there was a lot of hysteria last week, especially on social media, directed towards Dave Roberts. And I guess it had nothing to affect Ohtani's decision. So I think Dave Roberts gets the short end of the stick when it comes to whenever something goes wrong for the Dodgers. Uh-huh. And look, is he perfect? Obviously not. But he's an extension of the front office. Don't forget that in 2023. It's not like when Tommy Lasorda was managing the Dodgers. Dave Roberts does not have complete autonomy.
Well, that's a fascinating point, David. I want to probe that just briefly, is that, and Fred and I, Fred brought this up in our little pre-show prep session, because they are paying Shohei Ohtani so much money, he's now the face of the franchise, highest paid guy in all of sports. You talked about how Dave Roberts is a quote-unquote vassal of the front office. With Ohtani having that much power, with all that deferred money, and like you said, now he's glad-handing and lion-taming for other free agents, is front office, if they want to come to Ohtani and be like, look, you know what, maybe you should swing on that first pitch, is Ohtani himself going to get more leeway to play the game that he wants to play?
Well, Ohtani's the DH, so I don't know what type of game or that's going to affect. It seems like
away from analytics, Dave.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for
Well, they're never going away from analytics as long as Andrew Friedman is running the Dodgers. That's kind of what his foundation is. I feel like the difference between the Dodgers and every other team that is heavy analytics is they do a better job of filtering that information and applying it than most teams. But at some point, the macro does not help you win one single October game. And that's been kind of the debate over the years over teams that do love the analytics.
Let's talk about pitching briefly, just real fast. Let's go through the what seems to be as if the day starts, the season started today, what the rotation would look like. Ohtani, of course, would be your number one starter. Bobby Miller, number two. Tony Gosselin, number three. Dustin May, number four. And perhaps Walker Buehler, if he returns from injury. And you know who I didn't mention on that list? Clayton Kershaw. What's going on with Clayton Kershaw, fellas?
Well, Clayton Kershaw is going to join us on Wednesday night on Dodger Talk. We'll find out more what's going on with him. But at this point in time, he's in a holding pattern. Just had extensive shoulder surgery. He did post on his Instagram that he plans on pitching again this upcoming season. And he's on the record as saying it's either the Rangers or the Dodgers. So the Dodgers want him back. I find it hard to believe that he'll finish his career in another uniform.
I can't believe after all the hoopla of Ohtani and everything that means, not only to the Dodgers and to the fan base and the way that the people of this city has embraced him for all these years. This is a perfect opportunity for him to take the pressure off of the lineup.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It feels that way for everybody, and Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman. The spotlight now has been turned to Ohtani, but the spotlight will be on the team as a whole if they falter at any point in time in the season, and especially in October.
Yeah, I was about to say, I mean, Clayton Kershaw, he's a total gentleman. I met him. He couldn't have been nicer. He's a tremendous family man, a man of great faith. But due to his performance, especially in the playoffs, he's become somewhat polarizing with the Dodger fans. And I think, Fred, you made a fantastic point with this Shohei Ohtani having all the shine now, all the spotlight. Clayton Kershaw can come back to the Dodgers and avoid some of that wrath from the fans, wouldn't you say, fellas?
Well, I think that this really helps him, Kershaw, make his decision to stay with the Dodgers.
What do you think about that, David? Do you think you agree?
I don't know about that, Fred. Kershaw's priorities are a lot different than anybody
else's. Well, that's true. You don't know what his family's situation is.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying, for as far as baseball goes, I haven't gone 13, 14 years with an organization, and then when they land such a denominator as Ohtani, that he decides, well, you know, after thinking about all this, I know Ohtani's coming aboard, but I think I'm going to go play in Texas.
Well, he's from Houston, to be fair.
And
also no state taxes over there either.
So well, that's fine. Nice. I mean, I'll take Ohtani's money over Kershaw's.
If Ohtani pays Clayton Kershaw's state income tax bill, is that against the collective bargaining agreement?
I don't know, considering what we've seen, but look, I guess the only question is, does Kershaw want to be part of the Ohtani circus? Because it will be an epic amount of media following the Dodgers this year. And does Kershaw want to be part of that? I think that's part of this. And
I think
if he chooses the Rangers, he's going to the defending World Series champions.
Yeah, is he going to hide out down there in Arlington? I mean,
that's where he lives.
That's awfully hot down there, Dave.
Well, so is the fans' wrath, too.
They have a dome now, Fred.
they
have a dome now.
Yeah. Oh, well, then that solves everything.
Get that AC going. David, Fred, stick around. We'll be right back right after the break. We're going to talk a couple more things, and I really want to get into this news about one, Bill Belichick. Stick around, fellas. We'll be right back right after the break here in the Fred Dreyer Show. Stay with us.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Honey, come here, quick.
What is it?
Shh, check it out. All these highly rated wines are under $20. Total Wine must have made a mistake.
Nope, they always have the lowest prices. Oh, remember that amazing rosé your sister brought over last week? See, it's right here.
Whoa, that's a low price. That's a low price.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly, B21.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. The holidays are here, and it's the perfect time to save on must-have supplies, time-saving services, and top-shelf gifts for everyone on your list at Office Depot Office Max. Small business owners looking to meet end-of-year business goals while keeping costs at a minimum can enroll in the Office Depot Office Max Business Select program at a discounted rate for a limited time. Now through Sunday, December 31st, a first-year membership for new members is just $29. Members get exclusive discounts, convenient in-store and shipping options, and more. Shoppers can save time and enjoy the moments that truly matter by taking advantage of free 20-minute in-store pickup, same-day delivery, and same-day printing services for qualifying orders. And looking for the perfect gift? Find suggestions for techies, teachers, teens, college students, and everyone in between online at officedepot.com/gift guides. Visit officedepot.com and Office Depot and Office Max stores nationwide to learn more.
Are you looking for a guilt-free holiday season? Check out 100calsnacks.com. With 100% natural ingredients and no sugar added, these snacks are low in carbs, but high in protein and fiber, and absolutely delicious. You'll get a kick out of the chocolate brownies with ashwagandha, and use code NOGUILT for 25% off your order. That's the number 100calsnacks.com. Get the energy boost you need with a potent dose of superfood for just 100 calories. That's 100calsnacks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Columbia Sportswear. It's snowing again.
And that wind chill is killer. But you're not worried about that because you shop the Omni Heat Infinity Collection. It's warmth perfected with tiny gold dots that reflect your body heat inside and protect you from the cold outside. No snow or chilly temps can stop you now. Go out anyway. Shop the Omni Heat Infinity Collection now at Columbia.com/infinity.
And we are back. Fred Dreyer Show. I am Mike Gary, sitting in for the old growler, Mike Horn. Thanks to everybody who's listening or watching in real time or listening on a Sirius channel 217, XM channel 203, Saturdays at 3 p.m. Eastern time, or on our flagship station 790 KBC here in Los Angeles, Sunday 6 p.m. Pacific time. And we are so honored and thankful to be joined by David Vasse, our crack Dodgers reporter. And David, you're a man in the know. And did you have any sort of inside info even before the Ohtani news broke that he was going to sign? Because I was following it all weekend, and there was all these rumors about how he's on a plane going to Toronto, and that was debunked. Did you have any inkling that this was going to go down, that this was a done deal?
The only thing I could tell you is that when the fake news came out that Ohtani was going to sign with the Blue Jays, I spoke to a couple of sources I trusted and said, don't believe it. It's not done yet. Don't run with this.
I heard that broadcast, Dave. You were very wily.
Well, I mean, come on. The one thing we all knew going into this was only one person truly knew where he was going to sign. And it wasn't second or third hand sources. It was one man. It was Shohei Ohtani. And I'd love to find out, you know, when the Dodgers got the word that he had chosen them, because they must have had some sort of heads up minutes, hours before he posted on Instagram his decision. But to answer your question, the only inclination was the Dodgers had their eyes set on him for the last 2 years. They were not going to be outbid. So if Ohtani chose another team, it wasn't because the Dodgers fell short in the money department. It was just that he preferred another team.
Wasn't there a discussion here earlier today that the three teams that the Dodgers took to the mat with were San Francisco,
yeah,
the Dodgers,
Toronto,
but Toronto, but all of them made the statement that the number was 700,000.
Yeah, it was million. The reporting I saw today. Glad you brought that up, Fred. Is that the Giants publicly have said that they offered the same number?
Yeah, and so whatever was the deciding factor had to have been the quality and the lineage, the breeding, and the history and the genetics of the L.A. Dodgers and the future that Ohtani knows is there with him in the lineup.
There was also a little bit of pause once the news was announced, because the news was announced by various MLB reporters, and David yourself as well, and then there was about a 24-hour window where the Dodgers officially did not announce the signing. Because apparently, and correct me if I'm wrong, David, that the league had to kind of come in and approve this, especially with all the interesting language in the contract and with the deferred money. So is this contract, are we good to go? Is the league going to approve this? Are we all set here?
Yeah, we're all set here. When a major league team announces it formally, that means all the T's have been crossed, all the I's have been dotted, and Major League Baseball has given their approval. He's had, the team already is selling his jerseys. They made a formal announcement. It's a very complex and unique contract, but it's been approved, and it's well within the bounds of the collective bargaining agreement.
Well, I don't see how any owner could come, or a group of owners of, well, how many teams are there? 30?
30 clubs then.
30 clubs. I don't see how any of them could say, you know, well, that's a hell of a business deal the Dodgers got there with Ohtani. And, you know, for the reasons of jealousy and what have you, we're going to, I'm going to vote against it.
Yeah, you don't see that too much.
They're just not going to do it.
Yeah, you see that in the NFL and the NBA, but not too much in MLB.
The NFL, where they have tiny brains.
Yeah, or you have a huge ego like James Dolan. So let's kind of move on a little bit from this Ohtani news, because we're going to get a lot more out of it in the coming weeks, coming months, and of course in the coming years. And if Shohei Ohtani wants to appear on the show and maybe, you know, buy us lunch with that $700 million,
we'd... only if Dave comes with him.
Only if Dave comes with.
Well, he's only making $2 million a year from the Dodgers, so I'm not sure he can afford Fred Dreyer. Taste.
Well, believe me, Dave, I'm going to bend over backwards to get both of you here in this
$2 million buys a lot of salmon and steamed vegetables. Dave, while I have you on the phone, I just want to talk briefly. You know, we saw the news early in the week that Bill Belichick, who's a legend, he's a stalwart of the NFL and the American sports in general, that the Patriots will move on from him. Robert Kraft said that the last straw from him was the Patriots' loss to the Colts in England, and that they are going to move on. I want to hear both, Fred, your take and both David's take on the legacy of Bill Belichick, and will he ever coach again? Go ahead, Fred.
Well, first of all, I don't know. I have never met Bill Belichick. But how I see him handle people, if he chooses to come back, there'll be half a dozen people standing in line to deal with him and to work with him. But my view is he's a unicorn in his own right, and. I think that he learned a lot, whether or not he's going to adhere to what those rules are. Who knows? But I think that he will coach again. I think he's already got some things, conversations lined up, and I wouldn't be afraid to say that he might take a year off. Maybe he'll just say, you know what, I don't think I'm going to come back as a defensive coordinator. He's not coming back as an offensive coordinator.
Do you think if he is, because the I believe the Carolina Panthers as well as the Washington Commanders have been bandied about. One thing about Bill Belichick these last couple of years is that he's proven to be a great coach, of course, but not an average GM. And so my question to you is, if he is offered another job, will it be as coach or as coach and GM?
Well, I don't know that, but. I would say that he's going to find a surprise out there that people want him as a head coach and not a offensive mind.
What are your thoughts there, David?
I don't know, Fred. I feel like the game may have passed him by. It's tough to watch and hard to ignore his record with Tom Brady as his quarterback and without Tom Brady. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's hard to ignore.
Yeah. No, you're right. But, you know, he may persist. And there's always going to be one, two, three, or four owners out there that's going to say, I'll give you 2% of the team if you come in and run everything for me. I think that would be a mistake for the owner to do that.
Last thing I want to get you out of here on this, David. Once again, thank you so much for coming on. David Vasse, AM 570 MLB Network. It was announced earlier in the week that in 2028, I believe 2028 or 2027, we don't fact check, that the SoFi Stadium will be getting the Super Bowl. So in the next 4 or 5 years, we're going to see Shohei Ohtani at the Dodgers. We're going to see the World Cup here in Los Angeles, the Super Bowl in Los Angeles. The Lakers just recently won the players, the in-season tournament. They're always competitive.
Oh, don't mention that. That means absolutely.
What are you talking about, David? They're going to hang the banner. The banner's going to be up right next to the 16 championship.
They hung the banner for Taylor Swift as well. It means absolutely nothing.
I don't want to get canceled by what I want to say about the Taylor Swift banner, because I will curse a lot. But yeah, you're right. But just real fast before I get you out of here, David, is LA the best sports town in the world right now?
Without a doubt. I know the East Coast bias wants to, throw rose petals at the feet of New Yorkers all the time. But when's the last time a New York sports team won a major pro sports championship and hosted as many big events that Los Angeles has and will host in the coming years? LA is the mecca in this country, without a doubt.
Joe McDonald would agree, Dave.
L.A.?
Yeah, he would.
We
the
love
big
it.
Nasty, no doubt. Hey,
nasty.
Me and Fred Dreyer will be at that Super Bowl. He's going to flip the coin, and I'll be there with him.
All right, baby, Dave.
I'll drop you guys off so you don't have to pay that $125 for parking. David, thank you so much. We really appreciate you coming on. Thanks so much. Come back soon, okay?
All right, guys. Thanks. Talk to you soon, Fred.
Thank you, Dave.
There he goes. David Vasse. You can catch him on AM 570 on the MLB Network. Follow him on Twitter as well. He's a really good guy, and he's just a true mensch for coming
on. One of the most knowledgeable fellas here on the West Coast and in Los Angeles over the years. I've known him since 2000, I think it was, and when I used to go on the Joe McDonald, Doug Krikorian show.
Yeah.
He was, Dave was their producer.
Yeah.
That's how he broke in.
Anybody who starts their career in media as a radio producer has my respect because that's a tough job. Fred, let's get to some of these Facebook comments. You can follow us on facebook.com/CRN Talk. We got a lot of people in here. We got Katrina. We got Lori. We got Nikki, my friend from Nebraska. We got Rachel. We got Bruce. We got Marianne, Rachel, and John's got a question. He's got a question from Pleasantville, New York. He says, Fred and Mike, just wondering if you guys feel that the officiating in the NFL this season deserves the heat that they've taken in recent weeks. And we saw Patrick Mahomes like just freak out over an offsides call. That was offsides. But do you think that the officials in general in the NFL have been poor this year?
Here's the difference, I think. If I were playing in that Kansas City game when that guy was ruled offsides, there is no room at all to be that stupid and unaware as a player.
As the receiver was.
Your job as breaking the huddle is to locate the ball and the line of scrimmage. That's what your job is to do. I see so many blunders that tell me that there's no follow-up, there's no coaching follow-up, and even the great coaches, you know, they screw things up. They're so busy with their offenses and the technicalities of their brilliance that none of these people are consistent in how they handle and yet discipline. That guy, Chuck Knox would have sat him down for a half.
And probably the next game, too, because you're even taught. I mean, I grew up as a lineman, and you were even taught as a lineman that look to that receiver, and if he doesn't point to that official, that sideline official, because you point, if you're a receiver, you're on the line of scrimmage, you're eligible, you point to the official, and you look at him and be like, am I on sides? And he'll tell you. He'll be like, yes, you are.
They will give you a courtesy. They'll say, watch it, 89, you're close. And oh, yeah. And that would last you for the rest of the game. Yeah. And it's not, anybody picking sides or gambling. This is just the stewards of the game are the officials. They're the ones that are telling people in the stands and at home and on the sidelines, coaches included, that they're there to make sure that they are fair in adjudicating the rules and the circumstances of the game.
Yeah, I agree. I 100% agree. I think and we've seen it, the refs have loosened up this year about the end zone celebrations. We're seeing all sorts of choreographed end zone celebrations. Whether or not that's your cup of tea, that's up to you. But I've seen a lot of activity from players not doing the fundamentals, checking to see if you're on sides. I've seen two calls these last 2 weeks of players getting unsportsman 15-yard penalties for removing their helmets while they're on the field. So the players deserve some culpability here as well.
Well, not only that, and I'll hurry up here, but not only that is you've got rules infractions on every play.
Yeah.
And this league is terrible and it's adjudicating for their own players.
Absolutely. Stick around, you guys. We're in the Sports Lounge. The Fred Dreyer Show. We'll be right back right after the break. Stay with us.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining us here. The Fred Dreyer Show, hanging out in the Sports Lounge. You can email Fred at freddreyer@crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter at @Fred_Dreyer. Follow him on Facebook, The Real Fred Dreyer. And you can listen to the podcast at thefreddreyershow.com or any of the podcast outlets. I like Spotify a lot. And if you do listen to us as a podcast after the fact, please, please, please give us a little rate, subscribe, and review. It helps out with the algorithm. All right, Fred, let's wrap up with two things here. Let's talk about the poor Angels. The poor Angels, Artie Moreno's team. They've lost Shohei Ohtani. They have some of the best players in my recent memory. They had Albert Pujols. They had Mike Trout, who might be the best all-around player of all time after Shohei Ohtani. And they had Mr. Ohtani. He's gone now. What are the fan? What if you were an Angels fan? How would you be feeling today?
Well, first of all, the Angels had Ohtani 6 years. He was on that squad and in training camp for 6 years. They did nothing with him. They let him pitch. He was an anomaly. People say, oh, gee, if only they had, some hitters. Well, you know, they got Mike Trout. And Mike Trout, I don't know what he's thinking, but there's such a thing as professional suicide. And I think Mike might have just committed it.
Mike Trout's getting paid a whole lot of money. He gets to live in in Orange County during the season and go live in Hackensack, New Jersey during the offseason.
He gets the Corvette.
Can play a lot of golf.
And he gets to do whatever he wants, and he could do that with any other team.
That's correct, absolutely. All right, real fast, Fred, we got about 30 seconds left. Let's go through some of these betting odds for the 2024 World Series. Los Angeles Dodgers plus 550. That means if you bet 550, you're only winning 100. What do you think about that?
That's a pretty clear shot of what they think.
I think so, too. Fred, we're out of time. Thank you so much. This has been a great honor and pleasure to me.
No, anytime, Mike. Believe me.
And we'll wait for Mr. Mike Horn's return. The old growler will be back in studio next week. And we will see you guys next time in the Sports Lounge. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Once again, thank you so much for listening. We'll see you guys soon. Take care.